Gentlemen, we are off to a quick start here. The Port Allsworth Lynx versus the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint, and Port Allsworth wins the tip and does a really nice play, kind of a 1-2 pass with a wall set up to make an easy layup, and they're on the scoreboard right now with 2-0. Sandpoint already playing today, Port Allsworth playing earlier as well, and there's a steal by the Lynx. And if you give me a quick second here, check things out, there's another score for the Port Allsworth Lynx as well. They are short their top player, Kia Beebe. She is out with a leg injury and is going to be cheering them on from the sidelines, but that really takes the Lynx down a couple notches here. Sandpoint with a fighting chance, but another good layup there puts the Lynx now at 4 to Sandpoint 0. Coming up and playing point guard right now, number 11, Malia Voren, moves the ball over to the wing. Ah, jump shot by number 30 goes up and in. Katie McGee puts it up and in. 6-0 now in favor of Port Allsworth. Sandpoint with the ball, moving it in. Man-to-man defense being played by Port Allsworth, giving Sandpoint a hard time. The Lynx have been playing in our region for a number of years now. I remember when they first started fielding a team. Oh, getting behind the defense. Good job. The feed from Malia Overcash down to Paige as she drops in, but fast transition by the Lynx. 14 bringing up Caitlin Johnson. Feeds the ball to 11. Shot. Wow. Off the glass. Good for three. That was Maria Voren with a three-pointer. 9-2 in favor of the Lynx. And, man, Port Allsworth is up to a fast start. Ariana loses the ball. Goes to the floor, held ball called, jump ball, 24 with some good. And quick, looks like Ariana may have a little bit of blood on her finger. They're going to need to get a quick timeout to put a Band-Aid on it. And man, coming out, storming. The Tenalian Lynx looking for blood here. They lost earlier today against the New Halen Malamutes in what I'm sure was a very rough loss for them. And they're up against Sandpoint right now looking to fight their way back into it for an opportunity against King Cove to get second place. So we'll see what happens here.
Unfortunately, we did lose a bit of audio here due to some technical issues. We do apologize for that. We did lose about 3 minutes of this game. So sorry once again for that, but please enjoy the rest of this basketball game.
Rebound by Paige. She quickly dishes an outlet to Lindsay, who finds Malia. Good passing outside the perimeter. This defense is really fast. There's a steal. The Tenalian Lynx on a fast break. 11 going hard. Malia. Oh, count the basket. Oh, my goodness. Malia trying to stop the shot from going in. Leans in. Forces contact there against Malia Voren. Is the bowels of the Malias. And, yep, that foul there. We'll send her to the line. She drains it. That's 12 now for the Lynx. 5 for Sandpoint. And they are a hard-working bunch here, the Tenalian Lynx. Sandpoint has a lot of heart and works hard as well. Lindsay drives in past the perimeter. Pass it back outside. Another steal there. This time, number 11. Oh, Malia Voren. Another steal against Malia Overcash. Shot comes short of the rim, but Paige, foul. As number 30, Katie McGee, was powering up. Second team foul there by Sandpoint. They're going to have to watch out. They got in foul trouble real quick against the Malamutes, and that cost them a game. Katie sinks her very first free throw, making it 13 for Port Allsworth, 5 for Sandpoint. Tomorrow at 7:30, we'll have New Halen versus the Lady, the Rookies for the championship game here. That second attempt also good, 14 now for Port Allsworth, 5 for Sandpoint. Ariana Wilson with the ball, passes outside to Malia. Inside the paint now. Paige tries to turn. Ball poked out. Good defense there by Tenalian, but Sandpoint regains control. Lindsay tries to penetrate the defense. Can't get it. Looks for help. Finds Paige. What a power dribble in. Puts up the power up. No good, but man, what great form. She plays the post so well. Tenalian moves quickly. They send the ball outside to the perimeter. Shot up for three. No good. Long rebound chased down by number 14, Caitlin Johnson. She'll take it back towards the half court line. 14-5. Oh, Lindsay with a steal. She's got Johnson right ahead of her. She takes it all the way. And one. Count the basket. She scores the layup and draws contact against Johnson, sending Lindsay to the line to make this a three-point play. That'll make it 7 now for Sandpoint. 14 for Tenalian. See if they can't make it 8 here. She does. 8 points now for the Lady Eagles. 14 for Tenalian. No full court pressure yet here for Sandpoint. Moving the ball down to the post. Katie McGee sends it up to the free throw line. Quick shot fired. Oh, contact. Kaylin Johnson gets touched there, I think. And that's Lindsay was just overreacting, trying to get the opportunity there. She'll get a line for two. Man. Never-ending free throws right here as the Lynx are batting 1,000 right now from the free throw line. 15 now for Tenalian, 8 for Sandpoint. Second attempt. In, out, and in again. Substitution as Johnson will sit down for the Tenalian Lynx, and number 23, Emma Allsworth, will check in. Sandpoint with the ball. Malia will be met at the half-court line by Malia Voren. Overcash looking for help. Finds Wilson. Ball will be knocked out by Voren there. Good hustle. She's quite a defensive player, Malia Voren. Sandpoint remains in possession. Malia overcash with the ball, pounces it in over to Lindsay. Lindsay loses her dribble for a quick second, pulls it up now, needs help. Hands off to Wilson, goes off of her feet, over and back, and yeah. Went past the half court line, over and back, and this man-to-man defense is really giving Sandpoint a hard time here. Making it tough for them to penetrate in and even get a basket off it. But I think in the backcourt, they could have some real opportunities if they could get behind the defense. Inbound pass, some good defense by Lindsay makes it hard, but Kay McGee gets the ball. Bring it in. Oh, missed shot by 24. Goes right into the hands of Alexia. Ball stolen, though, off her pass, and it goes to the floor and tied up by Sandpoint and the Lynx. Going to stay right here. Tenalian will have possession. Under 3 minutes to go, Sandpoint trails by 8. Inbound pass, wide open shot for 23. Allsworth scores the bucket. Underneath the basket, good for 2, making it 18-8 in favor of the Lynx. Sandpoint with the ball, moving it up. Stolen, ball tipped away, but right in the hands of Overcash. Lindsay, into the paint, sends it back outside to Malia. Malia Overcash, looking for help, finds Lindsay, who steps up for 3. Good line, nails it, Lindsay's got the feel. That's 11 for Sandpoint now, to nailing to 18. If she can just get open and shoot, if she's hot right now, she's going to get these. Under 2:30 left in the first quarter. To nailing with the ball. Trying to break it in. Kay McGee turns the corner, puts up a shot, no good. Pushing. Charging. Charging against Emma Allsworth as she was trying to make her way back outside the perimeter. And that will be Sandpoint with possession now. Second team foul against the Tenalian Lynx. Nice crossover by Ariana. She loses the ball trying to break in and takes a while. No jump ball called. Sandpoint gains possession. Malia gets the pass over to Ariana in the corner. She's looking for Lindsay. Feeds it to Lindsay, but it's off of her fingers. They're going to call that off of Port Allsworth. Nicole Smith trying to get her hands on it. Tipped up. Sandpoint will throw in off the sideline. Man-to-man defense making it tight, but Ariana Wilson's able to get the inbound pass. Another crossover, drives in, but loses her dribble again in the paint. That's her weakness right there. She has a beautiful crossover, but once she gets in, she just loses the handle. Pass to Katie McGee. She breaks into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Jump ball called right there as Smith and Page both fight hard for the ball. Good effort from both these squads out here. Okay, we've got 24 and 11 sitting down. That's Ella Worrell and Malia Voren. Checking in was 14 and 4. Shot for 3 by Overcash. Just misses it. Alexia tries to run it down, but it goes into the hands of Smith. Tenalian with the ball. Here comes 14 on fast train. Oh, but Lindsay gets her hands on it. Charge. Nope, darn it. If Malia had just stood still a little bit more, she could have taken the charge there, but man, 14, Caitlin Johnson was coming in fast. Overcash takes it a little bit in the face there. Feeling her lips, I'm not sure if she's looking for blood, but she's okay. First missed free throw of the night right there by Caitlin Johnson, keeping the score 18-11 in favor of Tenalian. Here comes the second opportunity for Johnson. Shot up, good. 19 now for Tenalian, Sandpoint with 11. Ariana Wilson brings the ball up for the Eagles. Crosses over, drives in. Holding, though, a hand check against Tenalian. I think they're calling on number 4, Elena Voren. Sandpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. Lindsay with the ball. Calls the play into action. They break out. Looking for the opportunity. Inbound to Alexia. Oh, she can't quite get the shot up. Lots of contact. Ball loose. Goes in the hands of the Lynx. Here comes Johnson. Wow. Gets around the defense. Turns the corner and brings the right-hand side layup up for two. 21-11 now. 1 minute left to go in the quarter. Over Cash. Over to Lindsay. She breaks open for the pass to Alexia, who's behind the defense. Takes it up and in. Good for two. 13 points now for Sandpoint. They trail by 8. Lindsay's going to meet Johnson at the half-court line. Oh, passes behind the defense. Kay McGee read it. Sandpoint was up high on the defense. She gets behind it. Nice pass. Gets them to 23 now. Sandpoint down by 10. Ariana Wilson has the ball in the corner. Crosses over. Takes it to the top of the key. Passes to Overcash. Inside to Lindsay. She's open for three. The defense collapses. She just misses it. Into the hands of Paige. Drops to the floor. Paige needs help. Bounces over to Wilson. That's on the floor now. Another jump ball called by the official there. It's going to be in the hands of Port Allsworth this time. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Sandpoint down by 10. Great fast-paced game. Kind of slowing down to a groove now for both these squads, but man, the defensive effort from Port Allsworth giving Sandpoint a hard time. We'll see if they can't break through that here at the quarter. 14 seconds. Johnson. Over, but stolen by Alexia. She's got a fast break ahead of her, trying to beat the defense. Jump stops, shot up. She gets her own rebound. Put back also just a little bit over. Oh, my goodness. And with 2 seconds left, Smith tries to run it down the sideline but can't get within shooting range. Into the second quarter, it's going to be 23 for Port Allsworth, 13 for Sandpoint. Holden, back in a minute from you.
Apologies again for that small cutout, but that is part of the reason it is so important to have stable connections out here, and GCI has something to say about that. GCI is working on a project to replace slower, satellite-based internet service along the Alaska Peninsula and the Aleutian Chain with a subsea fiber-based service. To support the project, GCI is applying for a federal grant. Community members from the Alaska Peninsula and Aleutian Chain, who believe that fiber service is important to improving connectivity, have the opportunity to get involved. More information is available at www.gci.com/Aleutian Fiber Project. All right, getting back in for second quarter action. Apologies again for the small slip-up, but that is why we need more stable connections out here, and GCI is trying to do just that. Sending it back to Austin for some second quarter action.
All right, back here for the second quarter now. 23-13 is the score. The Tenalian Lynx trail by 10. Or the Tenalian Lynx are up by 10, but there's a steal by Ariana Wilson. She's moving fast. Good defense by the Lynx. Going to hold her up. She'll pass it outside to Lindsay. Lindsay's been hitting the three-pointers, but it's been hard for her to get open. Pass to Overcash goes down. Fighting for the ball. Oh, staying in the hands of Sam. Stay in the hands of Sandpoint. Blue throwing it in. Lindsay's going to throw it. All right. Ball into Ariana Wilson. Ella Wardell almost gets a steal there, but we're going to find Lindsay. She's trying to get open for three. Oh, but Alexia gets free. Count the basket. Contact on the way up for the layup. But Alexia scores the bucket on the good break into the post. 23-15 with a chance to bring it within 7. Here's Alexia's shot. Fires off quick. Up and in. Good. Wow, what a shot. Good job. 23-16 now to score. Sandpoint on defense. Stolen by Alexia. It's loose. Oh, good job by Voren chasing it down. And a pass to behind the defense where number 23, Emma Allsworth, was waiting for it. Holy cats. She gets it. Back in action. Ariana Wilson bringing the ball up past the half-court line. Looking for help. She finds Overcash. Overcash takes it to the top of the key. Over to Lindsay, but it has to... Man, this defense is so spot-on by Tenalian that it's really making them tough to connect with passes. Number 14, Caitlin Johnson will sit down, and in will check Katie McGee. Passing it in, playing point, Malia Voren for Tenalian. They're up by 9, 25-16. Lindsay gets a foot on the ball. It goes out of bounds. Tenalian will throw the ball back in. All right, here we go. Sandpoint playing the defense still. Katie's going to throw it in over to Voren. Lindsay playing good man-to-man herself. Pass goes into the post. Lots of defense from Paige. Forces the ball to go to the ground. Picked up by Alexia. Good defensive hustle by Paige. She comes up a little ginger. Yeah, she's going to try to walk this one off, it looks like. I don't know if she got a Charlie horse or what. Here's Malia with the ball. Over to Lindsay. Ball goes down between her legs, but she picks it back up. Drives in past the lane. Floater from outside. Off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Tenalian. They're still up by 9. Here comes the Lynx. Moving up towards the key. Taking to the right-hand side. Pass over to Allsworth. Her pass gets intercepted, though. Goes hard off of number 11, Voren, and into the hands of Sandpoint. Here comes the Lady Eagles. Moving it over to Malia. Malia near the half-court line at the yellow line now. Bounced over to Ariana. No one around her. She's open for three. She's going to take it. Drains the three-pointer. 19-25 now. With the Lynx still up, but only by 6. 5:55 left to go in the half. Here comes Voren. Takes it to the right-hand wing. Bounced into Katie. Katie's a missed shot. Rebound goes loose. She gets her own rebound. Put back no good. Fighting for the ball. Goes into the hands of Paige. Lindsay, fast break. Oh, the ball just hits her fingers and goes behind her. She can't compensate in time. 25-19, Sandpoint still trailing by 6. Here comes Tenalian. Lynx with the ball, takes it across. Almost stolen by Alexia, but good move in the ball. Shot long there by number 4. She is about 7 feet out. Fires one off a little too hard. That's Elena Voren. Inbounding now. Sandpoint playing defense as Tenalian throws in under their own basket. The inbound pass just gets sworn by defense. They pass it outside. Katie McGee with a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Lindsay. And as she tries to break up the sideline, McGee puts a lot of pressure on her, forcing Lindsay to wait for the rest of the team to come catch up. Ariana Wilson drives to the baseline, sends the ball back outside to Lindsay. Lindsay with the ball. Cuts in. Sends it back over to Overcash. Man, this defense is just tremendous by Port Allsworth. Number 4 almost pokes the ball out again. That's Elena Voren. Outside, Overcash for 3. Off the glass, put back by Alexia. Oh, off the top of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Port Allsworth. Here they come, moving quickly. McGee with the ball. Trying to take up the baseline. She pulls up her dribble, looking for the pass. Finds 24. That is Wardell. Shot up, no good by Wardell. Put back by Tenalian. Will go in. That one was Elena Voren. Good for 2. 27 now for Tenalian, 19 for Sandpoint. 4:30 left in the half. Good defense there by Malia Voren. Knocks the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. Sandpoint going to throw the ball in behind the half-court line. Lindsay over to Ariana. She's tightly guarded by Alea Wardell. Breaks in past the perimeter. Goes to the ground. Travel. Ariana goes down, trying to get the ball. Forcing the travel. Good defense there by Tenalian. The Lynx will bring the ball up. Across the half-court line. They're up by 8, 4:12 on the clock. Here's the ball in the hands of Katie. 3 in the key. Gotta watch that one. As the whistle blew, looked up into the key to see if that's what it was, and yeah, the referee was calling for it. Saw two different links just hanging out there in the post. Oh, Malia gets the ball poked out of her hands. They're over and back, though. Missed opportunity for the Eagles there off the 3 seconds in the post violation. Even 4 minutes on the clock, Sandpoint down by 8. Ball loose, picked up by Paige. Jump ball called. That was her and Malia Voren fighting for it. Substitution. In will come number 14, Caitlin Johnson, the captain and the senior, checking in for Allsworth. Emma Allsworth will catch her breath. Johnson will throw in underneath her own basket. She sends it out to the three-point line. Shot up from the corner. No good. Paige Lindgren gets ahead of the rebound. Lindsay on a fast break. Here she goes. Nice outlet pass. Man, she beats the defense, keeps her cool, puts the layup on the right-hand side, brings it within six, 27 for Tenalian, 21 for Sam Point. Great effort there by Lindsay. Katie McGee, pumps fake, sends the ball outside. Johnson for three on top of the key. Nice arc, no good. Ball goes in the hands of 24, Ella Wardell. Moving the ball around. Good job by Overcash. She just gets in front of the ball, takes it. Ariana's got territory for days. Bounces it over to Alexia and right into the hands of Tenalian. Good defense there by 11. Malia Voren just got right into position. Pass to the baseline. Cuts into the paint. No good as Katie McGee cuts fast into the paint. Puts up the shot. Gets the foul. Going to the line for two. 27 for the Lynx. 21 for Sandpoint. Second foul against Lindsay. Usually pretty quiet from the foul. In the foul territory. Lindsay's catching her breath, going over and talk to Coach Schaefer. Katie will hit off the back iron on her first attempt. Alright, second attempt going up right now. Team comes back out. Hard off the back iron again, but she gets her own rebound. Travel. Yep. She was trying to get her hands on the ball, juggles it while walking. Travel all day. 27-21, Sandpoint down by 6. 3 minutes left in the half. Here's Lindsay Holmberg with the ball. She's cutting in, trying to get past Voren. Elena Voren, quiet offensively, but man, truly a force to be reckoned with on the defense. Ariana Wilson gets the ball. Try and pass it into Paige. It goes back outside. Overcash goes for it. Knocks it over to Paige. Oh, trying to pass it to Alexia, but it just goes off her fingertips and out of bounds on the baseline. Good effort there by Paige getting the ball. Sees the opportunity with Alexia, but it's just a little too much mustard on that one. Real fast transition here by Tenalian, trying to get behind the defense. Same play where they pass to the baseline, then cut into the paint. This time, Sandpoint deflects it. A volleyball spike by Paige knocks the ball loose on that pass again. She rips down the board. Ariana Wilson gets the outlet pass, and she'll quickly feed it over to Paige herself. Alexia, what are they going to call there? Contact? Oh, travel? Yeah. And I was wondering, Alexia, if she spun into it, took an extra step in the process. Good effort there by Sandpoint, trying to move fast on transition. The defense by Port Allsworth is just staggering, though, making it real tough. But Sandpoint has earned every single point they've gotten here. Watch the cut, pass to the baseline. They're waiting for it, though. They plug up the defense. Oh, shot up there by number 11, Voren. That will go up and in. First points for Port Allsworth in quite a while there. 29 now for Tenalian, 21 for Sandpoint. Just 2 minutes left to go here in the half. Ariana gets into the paint, puts up a shot. No good. The putback by Ariana is good. 23 for Sandpoint now. They trail by 6. Here comes Voren. The no-look pass over to Katie McGee. Back to Voren, who drives in the paint. Puts up a shot. Good line just off the back of the iron. Katie tries to chase it down. She gets it. Goes over the half-court line, but it was a free ball. She pulls up for a jump stop. No good. From the free throw line. Again, Tenalian with another rebound. Not like Sandpoint to leave this many rebounds on the table like this. Shot missed. Shot put back. And this time, Tenalian will finally get it to fall. That was Caitlin Johnson putting it up and in. 31 now for the Lynx. 23 for Sandpoint. 1:15 left in the half. Sandpoint sorely needs to get on the board. Lindsay gets past it. Oh, she had an opportunity there, but she just wasn't able to capitalize on it. Trying to get her open for three. She's definitely feeling the three-point line today, but it's been so tough for Sandpoint to get any shots off around the perimeter with this high man-to-man defense being played by the Tenalian Lynx. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint with 1 minute left on the clock here in the first half. Sandpoint will be on defense. Katie McGee brings it up for Port Allsworth. Good tip-up by Alexia. Allsworth, oh, that three in the key again, and it's the same player, Elena Voren. Has to watch out for the paint there. All right, here we go. Malia gets the ball, brings it up past the half-court line. Bounces over to Ariana Wilson, who swings over to the right-hand wing, dribbles in. She's guarded by Smith. Pass over to Alexia. Alexia goes to the ground. They're going to call travel, probably. Nope, jump ball. Katie McGee and Alexia Holmberg both fighting for the ball. It's going to be in favor of Sandpoint. 45 seconds left on the clock. The Eagles will bounce it in. Underneath their own basket. Oh, a long pass. No one was ready for it. Goes out of bounds. Sandpoint loses the opportunity. No real time goes off the clock off the throw-in. Score remains 31 for Tenalian, 23 for Sam Point. 45 seconds left here in the half. Here's Katie McGee bringing it up fast. Bounces it over. Smith now in the wing. Inside. Inside pass moves a little too fast. Can't quite get her hands on it. Good effort by Tenalian to try to bring it down to the post. But defense from Sam Point forces the turnover. Malia over to Lindsay. She's double teamed now. They're not going to try to give her an easy shot. Ariana Wilson all the way over to Overcash. Back to Wilson, who gets past the defense, fires off the three. Beautiful! Heavily contested, puts it up and in. 26 now for Sam Point, 31 for Tenalian. The Lynx moving the ball, back outside, driving the baseline. 14, Johnson puts up the shot off the top of the rim. Sam Point trying not to foul. Ball goes loose, last touch by Paige Lundgren. Tenalian, with 7 seconds on the clock, is going to have an opportunity to throw in underneath their own basket. Calling the play into action. Port Aldsworth looks for the bounce in. Shot up. Lots of hands on it. No good. Overcash gets the rebound. Sam Point's going to remain with possession. 2.8 seconds left on the clock here. They're going to have to do something. But, yeah, full court man-to-man here is going to make it real hard for them to get a shot off in time. Ariana gets up. Tries to fire it off. It's got an opportunity. It's good! The buzzer beater! No, they're not calling it. Unbelievable. Referee not counting the shot. A brave move by the referee to not count that shot against the home team. And so with that, we're going to have 26 for Sandpoint, 31 for the Tenalian Lynx. Just a few seconds too late on that buzzer beater would have brought it into 2 points, but oh well. Holden, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Back to you. All right, we're back here. Second half action as the Lynx steal the ball out of the hands. Oh, no, Sandpoint stole it from the Lynx almost, and double dribble there called. Getting the ball back. That was 24, Alea Wardell. She loses it on a double dribble. Sandpoint's down by 5 right now. Could have been down by 2, but a buzzer-beater half-court shot by Ariana Wilson was not counted. Sandpoint throwing it in. Full-court defense meeting them this time now. Long shot to Paige. She's going to get it. Over to Alexia. Keeps it. Spins into the paint. Shot up and in. Good for 2. Holy cow. What a shot. Spins into the paint. Puts up a forward-leaning jumper from about 5 feet out. 28 for Sandpoint. They now trail by 3. Tenalian with the ball. Moving the ball down to the baseline, cutting into the paint. They do this pass and cut. Ball's going to be Port Aldsworth as it goes out of bounds on the baseline off of Sam Point. The Lynx will throw in underneath their own basket. Throwing it in, down to the post. Oh, loose ball picked up by Paige. Jump ball. Last touch, or it's going to be in favor of Sam Point. The Eagles will throw in. Still that full court pressure, though. They're turning up the heat. Last ball goes high and hits the face of number 24, Alea Wardell, off of a dribble. That was last touch by Tenalian. I think they're going to call that ball for Sam Point, or they should. Lindsay will throw the ball in for the Eagles. Calling the play into action. Sam Point looking for an opportunity. Ariana gets it. She goes down. Ball loose, picked up by Johnson. She's moving fast. Johnson loses her dribble. Throws it in on the save, straight into the hands of Voren. That shot's not going to be good, though. Paige ropes up the rebound. That was quite a fight for that board. Oh, man, Overcash falls. Blocking call. Man, good hustle there by 24, Ella Wardell. But, man, Malia Overcash just plowed right over her. And that was a blocking call. She almost planted in time, too. It was pretty close. Malia getting up a little more ginger there. She's taped up like crazy with Kinzio tape. Referee giving her a quick second to catch. Oh! Ball bounced in. Goes off the foot of 24. Intended for Ariana Wilson. Sam Point will throw it in again. That's Ella Wardell really playing some tight defense here going into the second half. Sandpoint having trouble. Wilson cuts past Wardell. Gets all the way over the baseline. Loses the ball. Picked up by Katie McGee. Jump ball. Jump ball last touch. It's going to be possession of the Port Aldsworth Lynx this time. Good hustle there by Paige to make that a jump ball. The ball went loose as Wilson was trying to run up the sideline. All right, here we go. Throw in for the Lynx. Tenalian brings it up. Meets him at the half-court line. Lindsay Holmberg guarding Katie McGee. She dishes it over to the post. Oh, to the left-hand side for three. Oh, man, beautiful jumper. Up and in, good for three. 34 now for the Lynx, 28 for Sandpoint. Yeah, Coach Sarah Schaefer calling a full timeout. She's going to have to talk to the girls about this full-court press here. This is going to be quite the issue. And Port Allsworth, I had a feeling they had a full-court press somewhere in them, and they really pulled it out here big to start off the second half. Hasn't fazed Sandpoint too much, but it's really made it hard for them to get up there. They've gotten 2 points on the board so far. But with a few minutes here into the third quarter, Sandpoint has had a tough time engaging offensively as they tried to get over the half-court line. Ariana Wilson playing the point, driving a part off the baseline, but losing the dribble once she gets past the first two defenders or so. So see if Sandpoint can't make some adjustments here, find a good way to pass their way through. The passing for the Eagles was so crisp in the beginning of the year, they still have it. Being short Lila, though, really does make a difference. All right, 17 seconds left before these teams break out of the huddle. Only one foul so far in the half, and that one against Port Allsworth, that blocking charge called against Wardell. Sandpoint not running into those same issues that they had in the first game against Manicotic. Sandpoint's going to have possession, throw the ball in, and they're going to have to get past the half-court line here. We'll see if they can pull this off. Malia gets the ball. Gets the screen by Ariana. Malia's trying to cut in. Pulls up her dribble. Gets over to Lindsay. It goes between her legs and out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. 6:24 left in the half. Sandpoint down by 6. Here we go. Tenalian throwing the ball in. Lindsay will meet Vorn at the half-court line. Vorn passes to McGee. Nice pass into the paint, but they lose the pass. Good hard passes, but they're so hard, it's difficult for them to maintain it. And there goes that's Johnson, cutting up the left-hand side off of a steal, goes for the layup, and gets fouled on the way to the basket. No good, but she'll go to the line for two. Score still 34 for Tenalian, 28 for Sandpoint. Johnson will make that first one, making it 35 now for the Port Allsworth Lynx. Second attempt up, nice, but it's off the back of the iron. Rebound goes to Lindsay, and she cuts up real fast. Pulling up her dribble, finds Wilson. Driving the baseline, trying to go across the post, loses the ball, puts up a shot, gets fouled in the way of the basket. And she'll go up and get two opportunities from the line. Good night. All right, 28 for Sandpoint, 35 for the Lynx. Eagles trail by 7 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Wilson just goes over the front of the rim, down and good. 29 now for the Eagles, they're down by 6. Second attempt here for Ariana. Puts it up. Off the back of the rim. Paige gets a rebound. It's going to stay right there in the hands of the Eagles as Katie McGee strips it from her hands and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Sandpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. Here comes Sandpoint with the ball. Pitching it in over to Malia. Wilson at the top of the key. Crosses over. Goes down. Chucks the ball up over to Malia Overcash, who takes it over to the right-hand side. Tight defense. A soft pass is picked off by the Tenalian Lynx. Here comes Port Allsworth. Fast break over to number 4. She turns and puts up a layup. No good. Into the hands of Paige. Here's Ariana trying to cut up down the baseline again. She goes over to Malia, but another soft pass is intercepted again by 4. That's Elena Voren. Number 24, Wardell, gets the cherry pick behind the defense. Good for 2. 37 for Tenalian. 29 for Sandpoint. Lindsay, over to Paige. Back to Lindsay. Lindsay cuts across. Gets in past the half-court line. Oh, man. Ariana's got to go towards those passes. Wardell just picks it right off, and Lindsay's going to foul her as she goes to the line for 2. Lindsay with her third foul, I think, there. Lindsay comes to the sideline a little gingerly and looking for something to drink. Yep. Eagles catching their breath. Wardell's going to go to the line for 2. 5:12 on the clock. Misses her first attempt. Sandpoint still down by 8. substitution as Elena Voren's going to sit down, and in will check in Nicole Smith. Wardell's second attempt is off the back of the iron as well, but she fights for the rebound. Last touch by Wardell. Malia Overcash almost had it in her hands, but man, Wardell is all over the place. Fighting real hard. Full court press now as Lindsay throws the ball in for Sandpoint. She finds Malia. Malia trying to get it past the half court. They're just trying to dribble. A travel there as, oh man, an interesting defensive situation as that is going to be Voren, but it's the Malia Voren was like hopping behind Malia, trying to catch her balance, forcing Malia to travel. Katie cuts into the post, puts up a shot, no good, quickly brought down by Paige. Ariana Wilson cuts across Smith, brings it in, trying to split the defense. If she slows down, the defense will just go right past her. Wilson will put up a shot, no good. 37-29, still the score in favor of Tenalian. 4:44 left in the third quarter. High pass goes to Johnson, shot, no good, going to the line for two. Foul there on Paige. I think Paige has been relatively quiet foul-wise. I see three for her, though. First attempt by Johnson is going to go in. 39 now for Tenalian, 29 for Sandpoint. 4:39 left in the third quarter. Johnson's second attempt is just as good. Even 40 now for the Tenalian Lynx. Lindsay again trying to cut the sideline. Long pass to Wilson, intercepted by Voren. And Tenalian will get the ball back off that full court press. Number 24, Wardell. Oh, ball stolen by Lindsay. The pass to Voren goes loose. Good hustle by Lindsay, trying to chase it down. Voren was right on top of it, too. They chased it out of bounds. Port Aldsworth will have the ball. Here comes Voren. Pass over to Katie behind the defense to Johnson. She fumbles the pass, drives in, puts up a shot. No good. Alexia Holmberg gets a rebound. Paige quickly passes over to Lindsay. Lindsay Holmberg with the ball, met by Smith. Tight man-to-man defense. She'll pass over to Overcash. Overcash bounces into Paige. She gets behind the defender, puts up the power up, good for two. 39-31 now. The Lynx still up by eight, under four to go here in the quarter. Port Aldsworth puts the ball in. Katie pumps fakes, goes into the paint, puts up a shot off the back of the iron. Put back by Port Aldsworth, no good. Paige will get the rebound on the second attempt, and a fast break by Alexia. She's not, are they going to call pushing there, 24. That's Wardell's third foul. Alexia trying to get on the fast break there. Lindsay will throw in underneath the Eagle basket. Over to Wilson. Ariana Wilson with the ball. Cuts over. Trying to pass the ball. Finds Lindsay. She's being met by Smith. Lindsay just can't get open for three. Paige, again, turns into the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Outlet pass goes over to Johnson, who's moving real fast. She crossed the post pass to Wardell. She can't get the shot off. Pass it to Morin for three, off the back iron. Ball goes tipped up high into the hands of Katie McGee. She will fire it off, no good. That was kind of a behind-the-back layup. Overcash on a fast transition, trying to beat the offense. Pulls up, bounces over to Alexia, gets past it. Her behind-the-back layup, no good, but she gets fouled. Contact foul on number 33, I think. Smith. Her first, I believe. Alexia going to the line for two opportunities. Oh, off the back of the iron for her first shot. Yeah, Smith, that was her second foul. Katie McGee's going to step out. She's limping a little bit. And Emma Aldsworth will check in. Alexia low misses the rim. Rebound would have been for Paige, but it goes hard off the back of the glass. 31 still for the Eagles, 39 for Tenalian. Under 3 minutes here in the quarter. Morin passes over to Johnson, cuts in. Gets a pass back from Johnson. Moving the ball around now. Tenalian will take a shot. Smith for two. No good. Loose ball goes to Ariana, being chased down by Wardell and Wilson. Smith will get her hands on it. Junk ball called as Wilson and Smith both go down. And they're both laughing as they fight for the ball and fall onto their backs in the process. Good hustle by those two ladies. 2:30 on the clock here in the third quarter. Sandpoint down by 8. Who's going to sit down? Wardell's going to sit down, and Elena Voren will check in. These players interchange with each other so well. Very evenly talented. I know Tenalian's missing their star baby out with a leg injury. Ariana Wilson has the ball for Sandpoint. Bounces it in to Paige, but it's stolen. Goes low. Paige gets it back. Ariana Wilson for two off the back of the rim. Rebound goes long. Picked up by Johnson. She's got Lindsay in front of her. Cuts across the post. Wow, what a layup. Cuts across the post. Wraps around Lindsay. Moving real fast. 41 now for Tenalian. Another jump ball. That was quite an offensive play made by Johnson there. She had to go through a lot of traffic to find her way to the basket. Jump ball goes in favor of Tenalian this time. They'll throw in underneath their own basket. Voren bounces in to Aldsworth. Her shot from just under the basket's no good. Sandpoint with the board, and here comes Overcash. Cutting across to the top of the key. Turns around, passes to Wilson. Ariana looking for help, takes it to the right-hand side, drives the baseline, going to get a look at the basket, hits the back of the backboard. Wow, over the top. Yeah, Paige is going to pick up her fourth foul. She literally, I mean, she's so much taller than number four, Elena Voren, that she literally, like, wraps around her back trying to reach the ball and pull it up. That's the definition of over the top. Four fouls for Paige. She's got to watch herself here. Sandpoint down by 10 with 1:40 on the clock here in the third quarter. Tenalian has the ball, moving it over to the left-hand side. Elena Voren, now to the top of the key. Oh, ball stolen by Wilson. Fast break opportunity. She crossed the post, passes it over to Lindsay, who takes it back outside the perimeter, looking for the offensive setup, but really wants that three-point opportunity, I can tell. They're doing a great job shutting down Wilson, shutting down Lindsay. Wilson with the ball, passes it over to Alexia. Underneath the basket, good for two. 33 for Sandpoint, 41 for Tenalian. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Here come the Lynx. Johnson bounces it in over to Elena Voren. Ball stolen by Ariana again. Trying to get past some defense. She crosses over yet again. Ball stripped out of her hands. Picked up by Tenalian, and here comes Johnson again. Paige trying to get in place. She goes past Paige, puts up a layup. No good, hard off the glass. Rebound to the Lynx. Johnson for three. No good. 36 seconds left in the clock. Smith tries to save the ball from going out of bounds. Can't quite reach in time. Sandpoint will have possession. All right. Ball throw in for Lindsay. She finds Overcash. 33 seconds. Overcash deep in Eagle territory. Passes to Lindsay. Stolen by Tenalian. Smith gets behind the defense. Gets the pass. Oh, she missed the shot. Johnson with the rebound and a foul. Sorry, that's Voren with the rebound. She goes to the line for two. That's going to be Malia Voren getting fouled by Malia Overcash. Overcash is third. Sandpoint's fifth team foul of the second half. Voren misses her first attempt. 21 seconds left on the clock. Sandpoint down by 8. Here comes Voren's second attempt. Up and good. Sandpoint now trailed by 9. Ball's in the hands of the Eagles. They get past the full court. Lindsay drives the baseline. Cuts across over to Paige. Jumper hard over the rim. Rebound to Alexia. No foul call on her power. She gets a rebound. Puts it back off the top of the rim. A real fight for the ball. Alexia touches it last. 3.3 seconds left. Sandpoint will give the ball over to the Lynx. And they got to play a full court man-to-man here. Try to stop the ball from getting over easily. There comes a buzzer beater. Off the top of the rim. Almost goes in by Voren. No good. And there we go. Into the fourth and final corner. The score will be 42 for Tenalian, 33 for Sandpoint. Holding back in a minute.
Your fourth quarter action will be coming your way here shortly. Sandpoint still trailing by 9 at the end of the third. We're going to have some words from our sponsors before we get you right back into the action.
The King Cove Corporation would like to salute our local area boys and girls basketball teams for all the hard work that they put into making their communities proud to support them. And if you can't be at a game in person, please tune in to KSDP Radio's broadcast of all the action. The King Cove Corporation are proud sponsors and underwriters of these games, community radio, and the communities of the Aleutians East Borough.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Always good to support your local basketball teams, especially in tournaments such as this one. We've got more regionals action coming your way tomorrow after this, but for right now, we're going back for fourth quarter action with the girls in Austin in Sandpoint.
Fourth quarter underway here. Sandpoint down by 9. Tenalian has the ball as they bring it up past the half court line. Long pass, trying to see what it is. Wardell gets the pass, no good off the shot. Roped up by Malia Overcash and Wardell. That will cause another jump ball. Sandpoint great on those jump balls. Tenalian will have possession as they throw it in underneath their own basket. Wardell for three. Off the bounce in. No good. Rebound goes into Alexia's hand. Here comes Holmberg passing it over to Overcash. Wilson will get the pass from Overcash. Crossed over past the half court line. Wardell bumps and gets the ball back. Wilson trying to catch up. Nice swat away. The ball was going over to Johnson. Page gets right in the way and swats the ball loose. 7:33. Sandpoint still down by 9. Into Wardell, drives in for a jumper. In and out. Ball goes in the hands of Sandpoint. And Malia gets bumped on the head by the ball as a last minute shot goes down on her. Ariana falls to the floor. Ball goes loose. Wardell tries to chase it down. Last touch by Tenalian. Sandpoint will move down to the sideline just a hair. And Lindsay will throw it in again. Ariana holding her knee. Looks like she hit the floor kind of hard on that one. All right. Here we go. Sandpoint throwing it in. They're still down by 9. 7 minutes left to go. 7.5 minutes in the game. Wilson looking for an opportunity for three. Can't quite get the shot off. Passes it to Alexia. It's stolen by Wardell. That pass goes into the hands of Katie McGee. She tries to run it down. Gets the ball. Drives the baseline. Gets an open shot. Goes long over the rim. Wilson gets the rebound and quickly passes over to Paige. Overcash. Moving up to Lindsay. Oh, Lindsay Owens with a chance for three. Malia to Wilson for three. Off the glass. No good. Katie gets the rebound for Tenalian. Under 7 in the game. Still down by 9. Sandpoint with 33. Tenalian with 42. Johnson, wow, good job weaving past traffic. Puts up a layup. Nothing but blue jerseys of Sandpoint to get the rebound. Ariana Wilson, oh, the ball is stripped away by Wardell. Wilson was trying to cross over. Wardell saw it coming. Behind the defense pass by to Smith. Puts up a shot, missed. Katie gets a rebound, put back, no good. Smith with her own rebound, and she'll pass it out to Johnson, who takes a shot for three from the corner, off the back of the iron. Goes long, and Wardell will chase it down for the Lynx. She'll set up her own three. Both these squads starting to look a little tired here. Ball saved. Goes in the hands of Alexia, and Allsworth will poke the ball out of Alexia's hand. Sandpoint's going to throw it in. And I'd like to see Sandpoint try to go for this a full court pressure of their own, but they're really struggling with the opportunity here. Sandpoint throwing it in the corner, full court press. That's been the X factor here in this half. Into Malia, stolen by Smith, shot up, nice arc, no good. Waldrop gets her rebound, or Wardell gets a rebound. Smith gets a bounce, puts up a shot, no good. Allsworth with her own putback, that also no good. Smith gets a rebound, they're just trading the ball back and forth on the other side of the post. And they'll take it outside where Johnson will reset the offense. Katie pump fakes the three, penetrates the two-point line. Fouled on the shot. I think that's going to be the third foul for Lindsay. She'll go to the line for two. Clock is still going. They stop it there. Okay. You have to add a few seconds to it. Lindsay's fourth foul. Sandpoint down by 10. Malia Voren's going to come in for Emma Allsworth. 5:32 left in the game. Sandpoint down by 10. That attempt is good. Bouncing, but gets stolen by Wardell. Her shot is missed. Long shot picked up by Smith, and she'll send it back outside of Johnson. Johnson will bounce it over to Voren. Katie drives up the baseline. Good for two. Sandpoint really struggling here to get this underway. Oh, man. Wardell will steal the ball. Ball goes off the foot of Johnson into the hand. Oh, my goodness. Sandpoint's got to call a timeout just to stem the bleeding here. Yeah, they're 15-point lead now for Port Allsworth as they jump out at this quarter. The full court pressure is just working its magic. It takes time, but if you give it enough time, it's going to have an impact, and here it comes. Just struggling to get past the half court. Running out of steam here. Second game of the day. Sandpoint will be out of the tournament if they lose this one. Winner of this game will go up to play the 4 o'clock game tomorrow against Manicotic. And that will be for a chance for the runner-up game tomorrow, or Saturday at 11. The winner is going to be a chance for the championship of the conference tomorrow as the rookies go up against New Haven. That game, 7:30 tomorrow night. Make sure you're here. Long pass behind the defense to Paige. A new take on the full court press, but Paige can't get the pass over to Alexia in time. Picked off by Johnson. Under 5 left in the game. Ball in the hands. Oh, stolen. Here's Wilson moving quick. Loses the ball, chasing it down, but Voren gets her hands on it. Katie McGee goes down hard trying to save it herself. Voren will hold the ball now for the Tenalian Lynx, passing outside the perimeter. And they'll get over to Katie on the post. She goes into the paint, takes up a shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Goes into the possession of Sandpoint as it goes out of bounds. Sandpoint's got to do something here to get past this full court press. Inbound to Overcast. She's got lots of road ahead of her. She turns and burns. Gets past the defense. Takes it all the way. Hits the backboard on her way up. On a layup. Should have just waited for the defense to catch up. Johnson. Man, her patented weave over to the other side of the post, up for two. And yeah, 17-point lead now. Ball stolen by Johnson. Another jumper. That's good for another two. 19-point lead now as Sennelian is slowly running away. Hold there against Katie McGee. She was trying to grab the pass from Sandpoint. And really, forcing fouls is what Sandpoint can really only hope to do here. 4 minutes left in the game. Sandpoint losing ground quickly here. Passes in the hands of Lindsay. She's going to take it all the way for a layup. Cross the post. Beautiful layup on the right-hand side. 35 for Sandpoint. Lynx with 51. Under 4 to go in the game. Voren sends it down the line into the hands of Malia. Stolen. She finds Wilson. Ariana Wilson tries to split through the traffic yet again. Can't do it. And that is a attempt by Wardell to put up a shot. No good. Lindsay bounces into Alexia behind the defense. Her layup's good. Sandpoint mounting a comeback here. 51-37. Sandpoint trails by 14. 3:33 left in the game here. Yeah. Ball in the hands now of Sandpoint as the Tenalian Lynx did score a basket there. They're up to 53 now. Another steal by Johnson. Johnson with a jumper from about the free throw line. No good. Goes in the hands of Katie McGee. Her shot also no good. Smith gets the board. This time sending out to Johnson yet again. And Tenalian will just take their time, letting the clock run down. They're up by 16 at this point. Shot in the hands. Ball in the hands of McGee over to Smith. Send it back up to McGee. Oh, she gets tripped. And that's going to be how many on Paige Lundgren? I think that's going to be her fifth. Yep. Paige Lundgren will have to sit down. I believe that's her fifth foul. Yep. So that will be a 4-on-5 situation now. And barring something tremendous, Oh, Katie's going to have to come out. Looks like she fell on her knee pretty hard there. Yeah, and barring something rather tremendous, it looks like Sandpoint may have their season end here. Elena Voren's going to check in and take those those free throw shots. It's going to be a 1-1. Misses the shot. Alexia Homer gets the rebound. Over now to Lindsay. Lindsay pulls up her dribble to Ariana. Gets a little bit past the defense. Puts up a shot. Off the glass. No good. Tipped off the hands of Tenalian. Sandpoint will have a chance here. Sandpoint throwing it at their own basket. Down by 16. Inbound over to Malia. She loses the ball. Picks it up again. Pass stolen by Wardell. She picked it off, picked the pocket of Ariana Wilson, running down fast, and she will lose possession. Last touch by Sandpoint. 2:30 left in the game. Tenalian throwing in underneath their own basket. Johnson gets the inbound pass and puts up the shot. Good for two. Let's see if they keep that full court press up. Yeah, they're going to keep the full court press up. Lindsay behind the back dribble. Almost stolen from her. Finds Alexia. Ball loose. Alexia gets it. Over to Wilson. She's going to pull up for a long two. Oh, snatch out of her hands by Smith. Cherry pick pass to Johnson. She's got Lindsay ahead of her. Puts up the shot. No good. Tenalian gets the board, and they'll send it back outside of Johnson. 55 for Tenalian, 37 for Sandpoint. 2 minutes on the clock. Wardell gets the rebound. Oh, a soft pass to Voren. Almost gets picked off by Lindsay. Smith gets fed the ball from right at the basket. Can't get to go down. But Elena Voren will get the ball in the basket this time. 57 now. They're up by 20. Ball stripped out of the hands of Malia Overcash by Malia Voren. 90 seconds. Over to Wardell. Good for two. Running a little bit of a clinic here now, and Coach Sarah Schaefer is going to call a timeout. Sandpoint now down by 22 with just 90 seconds left to go. I want to take a quick opportunity to give a big shout-out to the senior, Lindsay Homberg, who came on board and led the squad this year in what I think has been one of the most successful seasons that the Lady Eagles have had in my 10 years here. They've done such a great job fighting hard and just building off the shoulders of previous coaches and continuing to grow here in a great way. Really proud of the hustle that these girls brought to the court. 59-37 now the score. Sandpoint down by 22. 90 seconds on the clock. And it looks like Port Allsworth is going to come out yet again with that full court press. Kind of surprised. The fatal blow has been dealt to Sandpoint. Wardell's going to pick the ball off there on the inbound pass. Johnson's going to get her shot deflected. Goes out of bounds. Wardell trying to save it. And she tries to save the ball. She'll touch the baseline. Sandpoint throws into Wilson. Wilson has an open lane. Drives past. Cuts across. Wardell stops her. She'll find Alexia. Alexia cuts in. Drives all the way. Puts it up. Good for two. Nice layup. 39-59 now. 1 minute left to go. 1 minute, 10 seconds left to go in the game. Here's Malia Voren over to Johnson. Ball now in the hands of Elena Voren. Ball shot, good for two. 61 now for Tenalian. Lindsay Homberg drives up the sideline, gets a pass. Wilson gets past the defense. Bounces the ball into Alexia. Puts up a shot, no good. Malia Overcash gets her rebound. Sends it back outside to Lindsay. Oh, but Wardell steals it. That girl is so fast. She fires one off, no good. Rebound fought for by Johnson and Lindsay. Johnson puts it up. That shot's good. 63 now for Tenalian, 39 for Sandpoint. Overcash gets past. Trying to get past the half-court line. Does and travels. She drags her foot. Trying to stop and pass the ball. Can't quite get it in time. All right, here we go. Tenalian moving the ball up. 11 seconds on the clock. They're up 63-39. Ball in the hands now. Oh, Wardell tries to cut. She loses her dribble, sends it outside, and they're going to let the buzzer run down. There it is, the end of the game. Sadly, the end of the season for the Lady Eagles, who fought so hard with a small team this year and just tons of heart. They're going to lose this one 63-39 to Tenalian, and it's been a great season for the Lady Eagles. Again, 63 for Tenalian, 39 for Sandpoint. Holden, back to you.